China's geography. For thousands of years, the ancient Chinese thought they were pretty much alone in planet Earth. They knew there were people to the north, the Felt Tent people, or the Mongols, but they did not know that other advanced ancient civilizations existed anywhere else. China's natural barriers to the west, south, and east helped to protect these early people from invasion. China's natural barriers include seas, the China Sea and the Yellow Sea, both located in the Pacific Ocean. These seas provided a huge coastline which provided trade routes and easy access to food. The Gobi Desert is one of the driest deserts in the world. In the Gobi, there is at least the hope of water, although an oasis is rare. The Taklamakan Desert, China's other desert, is nicknamed the Sea of Death. It offers poisonous snakes, frequent sandstorms, boiling days, freezing nights, and intense water shortages. The Sea of Death is not a small desert. In fact, it's the second largest desert in the world. In ancient times, China was composed of pockets of civilization. The early people in China settled mostly along the Yangtze River and the Yellow River. Different pockets were ruled by different kings. These early people were protected from the rest of the world by many natural barriers. One of the most impressive barriers was the Himalayan Mountains. The Himalayan Mountains are not located in modern-day China. They run along the border to the south. In ancient times, these mountains helped to protect the early Chinese people from invasion. China's natural barriers also include mountains, deserts, and rivers. As you can see, China has many natural barriers, all of which helped to keep her isolated from the rest of the world for many thousands of years. This isolation led the Chinese to believe that all people outside their land were barbarians, uncivilized people. This way of thinking helped contribute to the idea that China was the Middle Kingdom, that China was the center of the earth, and that all other things revolved around China. This point of view is an example of ethnocentrism, the idea that one's own culture is superior to all other races and cultures. The Mandate of Heaven and Dynastic Cycle. Mandate of Heaven. From at least 1766 BC to the 20th century of the Common Era, China was ruled by dynasties. A dynasty is a ruling family that passes control from one generation to the next. One Chinese dynasty lasted more than 800 years, while another lasted only 15 years. The ancient Chinese people often supported their rulers because of what they called the Mandate of Heaven. The ancient Chinese believed their ancestors in heaven had chosen their leaders. The people would rebel against a weak leader if they believed he had lost the Mandate of Heaven. Dynastic Cycle. In China, a dynasty would remain in power only as long as it was providing good government. When a dynasty went into decline and began to abuse its power, it was said to lose the mandate of heaven or the favor of the gods. A strong leader would usually emerge to claim the mandate and establish a new dynasty. The dynastic cycle would then begin again. Above, there is a visual that illustrates the dynastic cycle much more clearly. Han Dynasty, 206 BCE to 220 CE. China enjoyed a true golden age under the Han. Many cultural and intellectual achievements came as a result of the strong leadership of the Emperor Wu Dai. Under Wu Dai, China strengthened both its government and economy, setting the conditions for the golden age. This included a period of expansion that saw the opening of the Silk Road as a major trade route. Trade along the Silk Road brought China in contact with other civilizations and introduced new products such as cucumbers and grapes. Under the Hans, Confucianism became the official belief system in China. They also set up a civil service exam based on Confucianism. This exam was required to enter service in the government. The Confucian system of government was used in China for most of the last 2,000 years. Han scientists wrote textbooks on subjects ranging from zoology to botany and chemistry. They were advanced astronomers, which enabled them to create more accurate clocks. Han scientists also invented the process to make paper from wood pulp. They invented the rudder for use on ships and created other such useful devices as the fishing reel and the wheelbarrow. Han physicians developed acupuncture to alleviate pain and treat various illnesses. They also made use of certain plants as herbal remedies. They were able to diagnose and successfully treat various illnesses with these techniques. Han artists and architects are noted for their detailed carvings in jade, wood, or ivory in the building of elaborate temples. They also refined the process of silk making, which set the standard in China for centuries. The Tang Dynasty, 618 to 907 CE. After a period of civil war and decline in China, the Tang reestablished a unified government. Tang emperors expanded their influence into Central and Southeast Asia, demanding tribute from such places as Korea and Vietnam. They redistributed land to the peasants and reintroduced the use of Confucian scholars in running the government. Tang emperors also established a law code and renovated the canal system to encourage trade and communication inside of China. Under the Tang, a strict social structure was developed. This system consisted of three main social classes, which included the gentry, the peasantry, and the merchants. Each class had its own rights and duties, and social mobility was possible from one class to another. Tang scientists invented gunpowder in the 9th century by combining saltpeter, sulfur, and charcoal. They began using block printing in the 8th century. Block printing is a system of printing where characters are carved into a wooden block. The block is then inked and pressed onto a sheet of paper. Other inventions include mechanical clocks that count a very accurate time. Tang physicians developed a smallpox vaccine in the 10th century. However, the widespread use of this vaccine did not occur in China until the 16th century. This idea eventually spread west and was introduced in Europe in the 1600s. Song Dynasty, 960 to 1279 CE. After the decline of the Tang Dynasty, China experienced a short period of general chaos, with no strong central government. In 960 CE, the first Song Emperor reunited most of China. The Chinese Empire under the Song was smaller than the Empire of the Tang, but Chinese culture was still dominant in most of Eastern Asia. Under the Song, China began rice cultivation. China was able to plant two rice crops a year, giving them an abundance of food. The result of this was the ability to pursue other interests, such as art and literature. The Song also maintained extensive trade with the India, Persia, and the Middle East. Song artisans were known for their fine porcelain and the use of calligraphy, a form of fine handwriting. Along with the Tang, they are known for stunning landscape paintings. Architects designed a pagoda, which is a multi-storied building with the corners of the roof curved up that were used as temples. Under the Song, the Chinese invented movable type printing machines. This idea spread to Korea and Japan. It may have also been spread to Europe by Mongol armies. The use of movable type allowed for faster printing and then the widespread diffusion of ideas. Other inventions included the spinning wheel, which is a machine used to make thread.